All right, it's going.
I'm just saying, if you want to watch me pee, like, whatever. You don't have to do some, like, crazy...
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, next time.
Here. This song is very... Pro. Because I took over Ready to Dance. There's a line for you in here. That's it.
That's right. We're the OGs of the internet.
Saying Cat Nothing represented there is no matter who's going to go away, Phil's always going to be here.
I'm always here.
Yes.
I have nothing else to do.
He shall remain.
Yeah. I almost didn't hear that, but yeah, I got it. Welcome to Cat Nothing Podcast.
Oh, fuck. What number is this? 88?
I think it's 89.
89? All
right.
Hang on.
I think it's 89.
I'm going to... No, I'm going to be faster than you. You haven't updated your thing yet.
What?
The Cat Nothing page to before I was hacked.
Yep.
88.
What?
88. Last one was 87.
Really?
That's what it says.
No.
Yeah, October 16th.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the one on the side or the update?
Both of them.
What?
Yeah. 87.
All right.
Mine's Why not. Are you on Google?
I just typed Cat Nothing and it went to Google search. Because I'm, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's, oh, there we go. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you know, you didn't just have a preloaded page from before and just decided not to refresh it.
Yeah. That's never, I should bookmark it. Or favorite it. There we go. Save.
I just leave the browser open. I have a bunch of other ones just open.
All right, welcome to Cat Nothing Podcast number 88. We're
12 more, boy.
12 more.
12 more.
To the end. Maybe.
Till season 2.
Season 2. 100 episodes per season. Each season is 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. 7 to 8 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. We should be in, like, season 5 by now. Right?
Why?
I don't know. If we broke it down normally.
If we're doing, like, anime style, then yeah, it's like 24 to 26.
Yeah, even American style.
Yeah.
Like 24. 22 to 24.
If we're at 88, use your phone to calculate.
That I can get too quickly.
See, I just ran.
88 divided by 24. Season 3.6.
All right.
There you go.
We're in season 3. So we're at what? We're still in the Frieza saga. Episode 88. What happened up in Dragon Ball Z episode 88? Come on, Phil.
Like original?
Yeah, original.
Original episode number.
I'm pretty sure they just got to Namek. And Goku's not there yet.
Or they're not still fighting Nappa.
Okay, you still think that they're fighting Vegeta and stuff?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, wait, 80 episodes in?
Yeah.
Because remember, there's so many throwaway episodes.
Yeah.
Of training and... Did you ever see the original first episode?
Where it was just him acting all dumb and stuff?
It was just Gohan acting lost.
Yeah.
I hated that. What a way to introduce a show.
Episode 88. Clash of the Superpowers.
I think this is the Piccolo
Kai version. I don't know because it's showing me Frieza.
You got to go to Wikipedia, Dragon Ball Z list of episodes. This is where we need a computer, guys.
Well, I wasn't sure if we were.
We're doing it different this time. We have no computer.
We only have smartphones.
Yeah, unfortunately, which are not as good as computers.
Your Dragon Ball Z episodes. But they don't... I think they're just linking me to the episodes. Illegally, by the way. 88 is Yamcha's big break, apparently.
What? What's that, when he's playing baseball?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, there's no way.
You can't be 88 episodes into that.
Yeah.
Okay, here.
Hang on, I'm loading up a video.
No, no, I got it. Saiyan Saga.
Yamcha's big break.
No way. Or when he dies.
Oh, wait. This is original Dragon Ball.
Oh, okay, okay. Here, I got it here. It's called The Two Superpowers Collide, a fist fight where both turn serious. Clash of the Superpowers.
Which is what?
I don't know. it just gives me the title.
Really? You can't go into...
Dragon Ball...
This is really good audio.
Yeah. Episode 8. Yeah, this is Frieza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're in the Frieza saga.
Okay.
We're fourth form Frieza.
Oh, really? Already? I thought that didn't happen until like episode 100 or something.
Well, I guess keep in mind there's almost 300 episodes of the series, so... They can't only be at the Saiyans when they're like a third of the way through the series.
I don't know. A lot of bullshit happened in that show.
Yeah, that's true. Which is why Kai was so much better. All right.
There you go. So we're at the Frieza saga. He's just turned fourth form, or is he?
They're well into it now.
Okay.
But he's not ultimate form yet.
And he's only using 1% of his power.
Yeah. He's just fighting with his finger.
Great.
And his tail's been cut off, though.
By Krillin?
Sure.
Do you remember? Destructo Disc? That's the Krillin. Only thing that I can imagine.
Yeah, that's the only move that can break skin.
And then, so is Krillin dead by now? Is Goku Super Saiyan?
No.
No?
I don't know. I should look that up. Yeah.
How many episodes did it take him to transform to being Super Saiyan? Because I remember him being mad, like, just for a very long time.
Yeah. No, but there was, like... No, it just happens in one episode.
Oh, really?
Where Krillin dies and he gets mad, but he's mad for, like, 10 minutes.
But didn't he die at the end of the episode, and they started off with that, and then at the end of the episode, the second episode, that's when Goku turns Super Saiyan?
No, he turns Super Saiyan at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And they end on that.
But what I'm saying is, so one episode, it ends with Krillin dying... And then it comes back, and they show the same shot, and it's just Goku being mad the entire time.
I don't know.
No?
I remember the scene.
Everyone remembers the scene. It
didn't take that long.
Everyone has that stupid gif.
But it was just him standing there.
Or gif.
For a long time. But it couldn't be the whole episode.
But it's like, you know, because he's so mad, so Vegeta and Gohan are like, we need to distract him or something. How do we do Kakarot?
And then he has to flashback to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. No, the best episode of that saga is when they're almost near the end of the fight and then, you know, the planet's gonna blow up and Goku and Frieza are just standing in front of each other and then they flash back for 8 minutes to what just happened in every other episode from the beginning of their fight. Yep.
That's anime, man. Ongoing anime.
And then they stand around more and talk to each other and then they charge up and fight.
Like I know you're trying to make it sound like, yeah, this is whack.
It is whack.
That's ongoing anime stuff.
That's terrible. That's like horrible production value.
They gotta prolong it so the manga keeps going. Sorry, manga keeps going.
Manjas.
Yes.
But it was already like done at that point, wasn't it?
I don't know. Like, I thought he took a break at some point.
I don't know. It was way better though, because you could just like. Okay, charge, flip page, flip page. Okay, now they're fighting,
flip page. Oh, don't lie to yourself. It's not flip page. It's click, click, click.
Yeah, I clicked. No, it's like click, scroll.
Yeah. Nothing close, really important happened. Click again. Yeah, it looks like there's an explosion going on. I don't really know what's going on.
Can't make out that word there.
Yeah.
Terrible translation.
When is the story going to happen? And there it is.
Horrible scans. This page is kind of faded. Click. Yeah, I remember those days.
Yes.
MIRC.
That's still around.
I know.
But you know what's not around?
Napster. No, Napster's around.
Winamp.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad I held on to my installer.
You're going to be like one of those freaks that still uses like Windows XP.
Yeah.
And it's still good, guys. It's still good.
The best version of Windows. No, I remember I always held on to it because like in the past, I always had computer problems where I had to reformat, but then I couldn't like hook up to the internet right away, and I wanted to listen to music, so I had to have the installer on hand, like on a disc somewhere,
just in case.
Yeah.
Wow, I never knew you really wanted to listen to music that badly.
I like Winamp, man. Winamp was the best.
Winamp was cool. You know what? Winamp. It's weird though, because like Real Player's still around.
Who uses Real Player? I hated Real Player.
Yeah.
I had to watch Dragon Ball Z episodes.
RMVB, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The file format. Before MP4 was around. It was like, this is, it's like low quality, but it's like cheaper.
It was either like big file size QuickTimes or Real Player.
Yeah.
Or if you're lucky, WMVs. MP4 is the best.
Yeah, I guess.
It changed the game.
Phil, what's going on with you?
Mm,
how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Since the last podcast.
Which happened like decades ago.
Yeah.
It seems like it was like forever ago.
Because we did it kind of early in the yeah. month.
I told Phil, so next podcast, we'll do it in 2 weeks. And then the following podcast in January, we'll wait like 6 weeks. Because it'll still be in January.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep going like that. So it'll feel like, oh man, nothing happened since the last podcast. And it's like, oh man, it's been forever since the last podcast.
Yeah, and nothing's happened.
A bit for you.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You didn't do another poetry slam?
No, I haven't filmed anything.
Really?
Yeah. I was actually supposed to film something this morning.
But
the guy never got back to me.
What was it supposed to be? Poetry
another
slam?
Another car thing.
Oh.
I said, I'm not free Wednesday, but I can do it Thursday morning. Said, all right, I'll schedule with my client. I'll get back to you. He never got back to me. Oh, well.
Probably found someone else.
Maybe.
Someone cheaper. That could also do it on Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm just not a Wednesday kind of guy. What's up with you?
No, that's all that's going on with you. Come on.
I do a lot of stuff on my phone. I find lots of
interesting things on the internet.
I like to theme my phone because you can do that on Android. So I like to get lots of themes and try them out. And that's what I've been doing recently. I found one that was themed like the Animus from Assassin's Creed.
It just looks cloudy.
Yeah, is the cloudy thing okay. When you load into the
yeah,
menus.
But it's like the whole like Ender's Game thing where it's like, you know, if it didn't say Ender's Game on it, I wouldn't know that it's Ender's Game.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know that's Assassin's Creed. It doesn't say Assassin's Creed on it anywhere. That's a logo. Well, not the Assassin logo. It has the company.
Abstergo?
Whatever they're called. I don't know what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Has their logo. It says memory.
What else did you do with your phone? You play any more God Pokemon?
No, I deleted that yesterday.
That's bullshit.
When was it? When I was waiting for you in the car, I was like, I'm bored. I'm going to delete some games.
Instead of playing them, you decided to delete some?
Yep.
And you didn't have your...
Nope.
Didn't I'm not even going to finish this.
Did have my game system.
Nope.
My portable game system.
You should just like...
That plays in 3D.
You should just carry your Wii U around your car and just plug it into the car battery so you can just play Wii U while you wait. Think about it.
But I have to be close to my Wii U.
That's why you bring it in your car.
That whole thing?
Yeah. And put like, you know, the ashtray thing, converter. There you go.
Do they have car chargers
I don't know.
For Wiis?
Yes. Why not?
That would use up so much energy.
Yeah, it would.
So you can't drive home now, but I had fun for about 15 minutes.
Well, that's why you attach, you bring another battery, a separate battery.
I should just buy, like, a whole new car battery. Just use it to plug stuff into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's what they did in Iron Man.
Which one?
The first one.
I don't remember.
When they first gave him the energy thing in his chest, they plugged him into a car battery. It works.
Like in real life?
Yeah, that was like real, based on real science.
But like Star Trek is based on real science.
Sort of.
No, they asked NASA, hey, is this possible? They're like, yeah. Okay, yeah? Run with it. Go.
Yeah, that's more or less true.
Okay. But it's not like this actually happened in real life and they just took it?
Probably not. It happened in the comic book.
Okay. But like this is just a theoretical.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess they're just trying to teach kids how to be resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you need somewhat unlimited energy.
Yes.
Get a car battery.
Because that has unlimited energy.
Somewhat unlimited.
They last forever, man.
They do last a long time.
How long have you had your car battery?
I don't know.
Have you
Since
changed
the
it?
Car, we got the car.
Have you changed your car battery?
I don't know.
Can you change your car battery or do you just recharge
you
it?
You can change it, yeah.
Okay. So you can like, can you upgrade?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bigger battery. Or you can just jumpstart it.
Yeah. But then that takes energy out of the other battery?
Probably. Oh. I don't know.
I don't know how cars work.
I don't know how cars work either.
Put gas in.
I know which angles make them look best, but I don't know how they work. Can you just drive your car at a 90-degree angle to my face?
So what if someone wants like a sick shot of the like their engines and shit?
Oh, too bad.
It's like, I only do exterior, not interior.
I do interiors. But only the driver's side. Because that's the interesting side of the car.
So what if someone was like a cool shot of their exhaust?
I've actually had to film engines and stuff.
Really?
Like, there's one where they... Do you know what air suspension is?
Yeah, it's when you're, like, suspended in the air.
No.
Like, well, flying, kind of. Levitating?
Almost. Well, in a car. Well, like, they said, okay, this car has air suspension. We want you to film that system. I was like, okay, what is that? The guy pops open his trunk. It's, like, a big capsule that has air in it. I'm like, really?
What does that do?
It helps lower the car up and down on the wheels.
And that benefits you how?
Well, if you want it to look low, then it can.
Oh.
But then if you have to go over, like, bad terrain, you can raise it.
But why would you want to be low?
Because it looks cooler when it's low.
Does it?
Yeah.
Doesn't the metal scratch when it's that low?
That's why you get the air suspension, so it can go up higher.
Whatever. All right, car people.
Yeah, but it was like a tank in their trunk, and they wanted that in the video.
So it was just a shot, just like a screenshot of it just being there.
What I did, I filmed a shot of the open trunk, mm-hmm. and then I filmed a shot of the tank, and that was it.
You can do like a pan.
I did. I had it on the slider.
Okay.
Always on the slider. I'm like, oh, sick, dude. I should plug this thing in. Battery's gonna die.
Yeah, it is.
Keep talking.
I don't know what else to say. There's a thing on a sale, and I thought about getting it, and Phil's like, why do you need that? I'm like, I don't know. Why? And Phil's like, come on, Chris. And I was like, well, what if I want it? And that's basically the discussion for everything I ever bought and say, hey, Phil, should I ever buy this thing? He's like, why do you need it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, do you really need it? No. But do you really need anything?
No.
All right.
I guess I'm going home empty-handed today.
So that's all that's been up with you? Air suspension?
Just... No, how did we get to that?
I don't know. You're talking about cars.
Cars, yeah. That's my whole life now.
But you don't know anything about cars?
Nope.
Someone says, like, 6V horsepower.
Yeah, this guy that called me, he's like, hey, Phil, it's whatever. You know, you filled my Range Rover the other time. You know, I got this... G4XR coming in, you know, we're gonna put some 19s on it and I want you to film. Like, oh yeah, cool. Okay. Like, what
does it, when he talks about that, does it make it sound like he knows that you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. I think, you know what, a lot of these guys think I know what cars.
Oh, really?
Know about cars. They just, you know, they ask me, hey, you drive a Mercedes too? Nah. Drive my parents' Malibu.
Like, oh, cool.
And they start, you know, they just talk to you about, like, I mean, they're friendly people, so they just start talking to you about cars, and they mention all these parts and things like that and other car models, and I don't know anything about it. Because he was talking...
But they never get the hint that you don't know what they're talking about?
Not really. So, only when they start to ask me, like, specifically, like, they want my opinion on something, or like, hey, do you know about this? And I'm like, I don't know about anything. I just film it. Like,
and that's when they don't hire you ever again to film their stuff.
Yeah, I was like, I know how to use a camera. So that's why I'm here.
Does Angelo know anything about cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I got into it, because he's a car guy.
Oh.
So, like, a lot of people I worked with at first were, like, his friends.
Oh, but then they stopped asking him to film stuff?
He does it for fun.
Oh.
I do it for money.
So it's cheaper. They should get Angelo.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Phones and cars.
And no more God Pokemon.
No. No, I gave up on that.
That's a shame.
Retired from PAD.
You know, you were like the chosen one. You just got a god Pokemon out of nowhere.
First day, guys, I don't know what I'm doing. What is this thing? What?
It was funny. Jude sends me a picture of his god Pokemon. I'm like, mm-hmm. Dude, I don't care. You've been playing that game long, so you should already have a god Pokemon. Like, yeah, but look, it's a god Pokemon.
Come on, Jude. Phil got one day one.
I know. You showing me this does nothing.
Yeah. It's like Gary trying to catch up with Ash.
I thought Gary was always better than Ash.
I don't know. He's petty about it, though, so. It doesn't count.
First one I heard you say about Gary, I thought you were talking about SpongeBob Snail.
Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just like Gary. Like, what are you talking about?
Why would you think of that automatically?
Because the song, Where's Gary? That was on Rock Band.
Remember? Right, yeah, I remember.
It's a good song.
Well, it's the end of Rock Band. We get no next-gen Rock Band.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No, you don't.
We got next-gen Rocksmith, probably.
Yeah, but you don't know. What if it's like, guys, plastic peripherals are back. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, we're over
great.
That.
I can't wait. No, good. But then you know eventually it's like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll buy it. Fine, whatever. But you'll just do it like really like, you know, it'll just be really, you'll hate yourself for doing it, but you will.
I still have never seen the keyboard.
Really?
I don't think I've ever seen the actual one even in a picture.
Have you, but you work at Best Buy.
It was never there.
Really?
Yeah, we never had that.
But then our plan to get Derek all these keyboards, where were we going to buy these keyboards?
That's what I always wondered.
Our plan already failed. Fuck.
I'm pretty sure I asked you that before. Like, where are we getting these?
Best Buy.
Yeah,
I thought they had them there.
No, I never saw them there. I don't think we even had the pro guitar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one? Like the one with the multi thing or the guitar?
The one with
guitar?
The strings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good thing that didn't happen this June. Oh, yeah. Right. And last month we were talking about like how many videos we released and we came to a relationship were like too short.
Too short of what?
Too short, like because we're supposed to do a video a month.
Yeah.
So that's when I remembered. We were supposed to do a Derek video and then we were supposed to do another video.
What did we do in June? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
That's when I put out the jacked in thing, I think. Yeah.
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 So we're too short.
We're too short.
But we'll make up for it.
We got big plans.
Yes.
Which we'll tell you about later.
Yes.
Maybe.
Will we?
Or we'll say we just have big plans. Yes. We can't talk about it yet. But you don't know until we get to that section.
Well, December, for sure there will be two.
For sure there will be one.
No, there'll be two. There'll be two.
Two?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. One's going to be just easy on your part, and the other one is where I have to actually...
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Chris?
A lot.
Oh, man.
Ready for the big bombshell?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We saw motherfucking Gravity in D-Box.
D-Box!
That was the fucking bomb. That was the greatest thing ever.
That was a good experience.
I really like D-Box.
If you don't know, D-Box is where the seats move.
Apparently, one of my friends was saying that it's actually somewhere else. It's called, like, 4D. I don't know if I told you.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of that. But, I mean, that technology's not new.
Yeah.
I mean, remember we saw that at Wonderland? That James Bond thing?
But...
To me, it was always IMAX movies.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I just never assumed that... What's the fourth D?
The movement.
It's not a dimension.
Sure, it is.
No, it's not.
It's in 3D.
But then what's the fourth one?
Interaction with the third D.
All right. Whatever. So anyways, I don't remember anything about Gravity. I just remember really liking D-Box. Do you remember what happened in Gravity?
Yeah.
She got home.
Gravity was really good.
She got home. That's all I really remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Gravity.
I like D-Box. I told Phil, I almost choked on my popcorn as I was laughing. Because of the D-Box.
Okay, we get into the theater. We sit down. We're the old... The theater is not packed at all.
Because it's Gravity and it came out like a month ago.
And it was like the middle of the day on a weekday or something. Yeah. And so we're the only ones in these two rows of D-Box seats. Right away, Chris finds a button that lets you adjust the intensity of the D-box. And he just starts laughing, and he points to the button to me, and I start pressing it, and I start laughing. It was just the two, these two dumb kids sitting here with vibrating chairs going,
and the worst part was, motherfuckers had seats right behind us, so it was like they're obviously seeing, oh my god, these guys are fucking idiots. It's like, what are they doing? Who's Sean Barlow?
I don't know.
Do you want to answer it?
No.
Pretend it's me.
No.
Okay.
Just answer it.
I don't want to answer. Who's Sean Barlow?
Email podcast@canonothing.com. Who is Sean Barlow?
Do you think he's going to leave a message?
Let's answer and ask him.
I don't want to answer. You can answer it. You talk to him. Oh, too late.
Call him back.
No, I'm not going to call him back. That is weird. It's a 647 number.
Hmm. So anyways, D-Box.
Yeah.
It was great. And then right before the movie starts, there's like a thing that tells you about D-Box.
Hey, get ready for D-Box, guys!
Turn it up!
It's like, what?
Chris can't stop laughing for like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Oh, it was so good.
It was good.
It's good. Like the fucking camera was slowly panned to the left.
And you're like, whoa, whoa. It feels like you're going to fall out of your seat.
Yeah.
But you don't. You don't.
And but I was still pretty much giggling the entire time watching the movie. Yeah, so that's what's up with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Big things.
Big things. You moved.
Yeah, I moved out. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a big thing. D-Box! That's a big thing.
D-Box overtook that.
Yes. Yeah, no, I moved out on my own. So there's that. Phil was there.
Phil
helped me out. Phil got a parking ticket.
Yeah. We're like, hey, we should park here. It looks okay.
Yeah, it's like there are cars parked on both sides. We're like, I don't know which side is the right one.
Like, all right. And I was like, oh, I wonder if the guy will come by. And then we're like moving his stuff and we go up the stairs and like, hey, I just saw the guy go by on his bike. You think he gave us a ticket? Yep.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
else happen?
No, not really.
Let's save the good stuff. For later.
Well, I know. I already splooged on D-Box.
I know. Too early.
Now I'm sleepy, Phil.
You need a D-Box seat to wake you up.
Yes. Yeah, and then afterwards, after D-Box, we were driving Phil's car. We're just like, this isn't right.
This doesn't feel correct anymore.
It's like, what's going on?
Why are our chairs not moving?
I know. You're turning right, but nothing's happening. I don't feel like you're turning right. I just see that you're turning right.
Like, D-Box is an unrealistic... I don't know. That's not the way reality is.
A lot of surprising detail goes into D-Box that I never thought would actually go into it.
Like what?
Just I never thought that it would actually, like, as the camera was panning, that the chair would also like turn.
Yeah, I was surprised that when, because they're just floating in space, when they're just doing that, then you just feel the seat like you're in the water on a boat.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So good on you, D-Box guys. Good You've job. Convinced two people
to spend more money on movies. D-Box.
Yes.
$18. Well like, spent. Yeah.
And it was in 3D.
I don't care what 3D.
Do you think that I had a friend trying to counterpoint, because I don't really care about 3D, but he said because everything was in space, the 3D helped what seemed things that were in a distance better.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't really notice anything. Okay. I was just fucking D-Box. That's all I really paid attention
Anything
to.
Anything that's in 3D makes you feel like things are in the distance.
No, but like, because it's in space, you can never tell properly how far away something was. That was his argument, yeah. But because 3D, like, you know, projects it differently or something.
I don't know. I mean, I've been watching movies that take place in space my whole life. I never had that problem.
Oh,
is the Millennium Falcon getting closer or further away? Well, I don't know.
Like, you know, like the bits and pieces that were flying throughout or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How dumb do you need to be?
Ouch! All right.
I mean, it's space. You know, open space stuff could be everywhere.
And that's what's awesome with me, pretty much.
Yeah. Just dwelling on D-Box all the time.
And living on my own.
You're like the people who finish watching Avatar and they immediately just withdrawal. They want to go back to Pandora.
No.
You finished watching D-Box experiencing D-Box, and you're just like, man, I can't get it on my head.
But no, I think the better analogy was watching Avatar in 3D and be like, oh man, 3D, that's the future. Because I motherfucking think D-Box is the future.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's a much more expensive thing on the part of the theater.
I don't care.
Which is why they only had like two rows of it.
I don't care. Do I care?
See, it's not on the filmmakers this time. It's on the theaters.
Yes.
To implement it.
Yes.
Just like when they started doing digital projection. It's like, oh, it's expensive. We got to change everything.
But then they did.
But they did it.
Just like they will for D-Box.
Yeah.
You're going to have your high-class D-Box people and your low-class non-D-Box people.
Yeah, now when you go, you can see who's willing to pay the cash. You guys cheaped out.
Yeah, D-Box.
Look, we got food too. We spent $30.
And we went out for lunch before this.
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys. I know, all those seats were free. I would have just moved up. That's what we should do next time. Pay regular price.
I don't know if you can do that.
I think that's just the 3D price, actually. I don't know if we're actually paying that much more for D-Box.
I don't know. I prefer just D-Box.
Yeah, but they won't do that.
Sucks. Releases, what came out?
I Was Hacked.
Yes. It's been so long, I don't fucking remember anything about that.
Just another video where we're in the basement talking to each other.
I think aside from let's say Subculture 2, this is like the second one where we did like had quote unquote social commentary.
Did we?
On society.
Oh, I always forget about that part. Where you mentioned like the celebrities and stuff. To me it's just a gag about being hacked.
That's their out for whenever they do.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like, but then it's just like, you know, they don't know how the internet works. So they just say, I was hacked. It's like, that's not how hacking works.
Yeah. But this one, the human being was hacked.
Yeah. Which just makes it more obvious to be like, okay, you can't fucking hack a human.
This is about as science fiction as we get in our videos. Just, hey guys, it's hacked.
So aside from Subculture 2, can you think of any other? PSAs don't count.
Yeah, I was going to say the lung cancer one. The drug video.
Nope.
Soundtrack to my life.
The commentary on what?
I don't know. The music industry.
And what? What were you trying to say, Phil?
It's
cool.
Not as good.
Why?
If the only thing you want to listen to is the one John Williams song.
All right. Sure, I'll buy that.
Yeah, you'll buy that.
Yeah, okay.
I already spent $30 on D-Box. Yeah. Might as well spend on everything else.
But yeah, I don't know. That was a...
We don't do social commentary, okay? No. We do comedy.
Yeah. Social commentary comedy.
Read the difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, South Park does it. How do they do it?
They're smart.
Not all the time. Sometimes it's so fucking obvious what they're doing. It's just like...
Yeah. And they make it obvious. They're like, look, guys, you got to know what we're making fun of is so dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. That feeling day, what happened that day?
Of Beast and Man was social commentary.
On what?
On like, hey man, just cannibals are people too. Be nice
then,
to them.
Then you might as well do like Save the Zombies was like social commentary.
It was.
It's same commentary that A Beast of Man was.
More or less, yeah. No, but they're not people. They're dead people.
Ouch.
They're undead people.
All right.
But we keep trying to put them back in the ground.
That filming day, when we recorded ourselves playing dive kick, majority of the time I was beating Phil. So it was like, it was like 20 minutes of just waiting till Phil finally beat me.
I don't know why, but like we could have just faked the reactions, but we're like, let's play and do it for real.
Phil wanted authenticness.
Yeah, that's why. Wants to be authentic. But if it was truly authentic... It wouldn't have been that exciting.
I don't know. Like, that's kind of how you saw me react is how I react whenever I play Dive Kick.
That's how I see people react, like, the first time they play Dive
but
Kick.
But I'm still reacting like that.
I don't find it as funny anymore.
Oh.
It's a good game still.
But you don't think it's like...
It's not like, whoa, everything's hilarious in this game and crazy.
Well, no, it's just because you can lose right away, and that's why it's just like...
Yeah.
That's why I'm always like, ah!
Funny thing is, when I went to record the footage, I ended up winning every round. I had to play by myself with two controllers, and I ended up beating you. Like, perfectly. Almost perfectly.
What do you mean?
No, like, it wasn't... I had to make my character win. Uh-huh. When I was recording the footage. And I thought it would be hard because I can't really control, like, perfectly what they're doing, where I want to go. I was just mashing all the buttons. And then I ended up winning everything. Yeah.
What do you want?
No, I'm just saying, when I was really trying, I couldn't do it. When I'm just saying...
But you're playing by yourself.
Yeah.
So that's nothing, man.
No, but, like, I was trying to make one particular character win... And then without trying, it just happened. That's the point.
Okay.
And when I was actually trying, when I was supposed to be winning,
congratulations, it Phil, didn't you're happen. You're very skilled at winning.
Man, never mind. It's not like I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying.
That's what it sounds like.
No, I'm not trying to brag. I'm saying this is just like a weird thing that happened where what I didn't want to happen the first time happened. What I wanted to happen the second time happened.
Chris, well, I always won whenever I played against myself. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like,
no, it wasn't me like, okay, I can win no matter what now. Because it didn't matter which character won, right? But I had to make a one particular character win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you made him win all the time.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. Did you get an achievement for that? Did you get a trophy for...
Never mind. Like, you know... Never mind. Next topic. What came out? We're done talking about Dive Kick movie.
Phil's mad. This is how Phil should be mad for all, like, whatever, for all the videos I write, Phil's always supposed to be mad, and he's like, I don't know how to be mad.
Yeah, because I don't get mad.
Now you're mad, so now let's film again.
Mm-mm. Dive Kit came out, whatever it was called.
I was hacked.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, for all those, like, how much more takes were there of me who not being able to say antivirus insurance?
That was it, actually.
That was it? Really? Yeah. All of it?
Yeah.
Damn. That's a hard line to say. I can never say it.
Antivirus insurance.
And then there was more to that, right?
There was... I mean, the line went longer.
I can't buy... I don't have antivirus... Fuck. Antivirus insurance like you do. And then what?
There was like two words after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a hard line.
Yeah.
And then...
Hard lines.
I had more lines to say, and then I don't know.
And I had more lines to say, and then it ended.
John Williams poop. That was a dumb line.
There was a lot more of the insulting.
Was there?
Yeah. No, because we didn't, we needed those, like, we needed that one, and we recorded those after, but you said a whole bunch of other stuff about Xbox before, which I cut out, because it would have been too much.
Just put it all in.
No, I'm not putting that in.
Oh, put it in now. Can you, like, edit a video so it can always still have the same views?
What?
Like, let's say like Pokemon. Can you, like, change the video but making it, but, like, people still thought that it was Pokemon? So
no,
that...
YouTube doesn't let you do video replacement.
Oh.
Vimeo does.
But you can change the name?
You can change the name, yeah.
Okay. So that's what we should do all the time. We just change our next video. We'll switch with Pokemon. Look, it's got a million hits. We're famous.
Yeah, but
keep doing
then
that
it just gets buried, though. It's just like at the bottom of the list of our videos. Cool. No one will ever see it.
But it's already got a million views.
I guess. That's cheap.
How else are we going to get views?
Well, we don't need the views. We just need the satisfaction knowing we made a video.
Such as what we just made.
Because that's all it is now.
Segue?
To?
Upcoming.
Upcoming video.
Yes.
Called Rap Game.
Yeah.
Guess what it's about.
It's like Ender's Game, but with rapping.
and no Harrison Ford or Ben Kingsley or anybody who can act very well.
I don't know. I think our acting is kind of better than
Ben Kingsley.
No, Mr. Enders, whatever his name was, the kid.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Oh yeah, you saw the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you see the trailers though?
I saw one trailer.
Did you see the trailer where he yelled "now"?
It looked bad.
And it was like "no."
And it was no.
Like his like voice kind of cracked, and it was like, "All right."
Yeah, that's what kids do.
Is it? Jude told me that guy was actually the guy from X-Men.
Poor guy.
He was the Cure.
What?
From 3.
Oh, Leech.
Is that?
Yeah, it was Leech. I mean, the Cure kid was Leech.
Okay, but you don't know.
I don't know if it was the same actor. No. Yeah. I don't know. I don't trust Jude and his factoids.
But remember when you guys had the argument about the guy from Battleship, and then he was in the Piranha movie?
Nope.
No? You were saying that it was him, but then Jude was saying it's not, and then it turns out it wasn't him.
Oh.
Remember the black guy from Battlefield? The guy with no legs?
Oh, and yeah,
is that guy a real actor? You're like, yeah, he is. He was in the Piranha thing.
Yeah.
And you still don't trust Jude with facts?
No.
And also,
that's just one.
And also, when we didn't believe that the Mummy 3 was a thing,
I believed it.
No, you didn't.
You didn't believe it.
I didn't believe it.
Me
at
and
all.
Jude proved it to you.
You didn't believe it.
I did believe it.
Jude had to convince both of us.
Yeah, no, then I believed it. You still didn't believe it.
I still didn't. At some point, you didn't believe it, but then
it's
you came
like,
around.
No, I just forgot about it.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the Mummy's Revenge or something.
Was that what it's called?
I don't know.
The Mummy 3, The Mummy's
Revenge?
Doesn't
matter. Nobody remembers it.
But Jet Li was in it.
It doesn't matter. He makes movies and nobody even knows he made movies.
Name 2 Jet Li movies that you don't know about.
Because
I bet you know all of them.
I know maybe 3.
Romeo and Juliet.
That's not what's called.
The One.
I forgot about that one.
What? How can you forget about The One?
I was thinking about his Chinese movies.
What, Once Upon a Time in China, 1, 2, and 3?
Oh, I forgot about those, actually. I was thinking about, was he in Hero?
Yes.
Okay. And I was thinking about Fist of Legend.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
One more.
Romeo Must Die. Romeo and Juliet. It was wrong.
Okay, name some more Jet Li, like American movies. I think that was it, though, right?
The Dragon Girl... Something.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
No. It's another one. It was after Romeo Must Die. Lethal Weapon 4.
Okay. All right. Probably the best American Jet Li movie.
Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah. He was just badass in that movie.
Yeah.
He dodged bullets.
Yeah. Dodge this.
Anyways, rap game.
We filmed it.
2 days straight.
2 days straight, mostly the same stuff over again.
Phil's having a different artistic look on how Canada Thing films should be handled now.
Yeah, we threw away our tripod. And
Phil just tossed it to the other backyard of his neighbors. Like, yeah. You guys have it now.
It's yours.
Don't
make,
need it.
Make good stuff.
Good luck. They probably get more views than us.
They don't even have a camera. Yeah.
It's like sick pics of tripod. And it gets more views than...
Yeah, we filmed it.
Yeah, that was fun. I was like, legitimately, I was afraid that we were gonna keep laughing at how stupid the lines were in this one.
But, they were stupid.
But we didn't laugh.
No.
Because we were professional?
No, because maybe...
Maybe they were too stupid?
Yeah, just it went past our breaking point.
We probably got rid of all the laughter when we read the thing.
Yeah, usually if I laugh really hard, I didn't laugh really hard at this when I read it, but if I laugh at the script, even back when I was like writing stuff with Derek, then when you go to film it, it's not as funny anymore.
You know, because you can never deliver it the way you think it should be said.
You can't deliver the same way you hear it in your head. I think you're a better actor in your head than when you actually try to do it.
Do you think that's why books never really work out as movies?
Yeah. Because when you write dialogue and you don't, nobody has to actually say it, you can write it in a different way than people actually talk.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why, like whenever Chris gives me the scripts, then I end up changing a lot of, like, I change a lot of stuff, but sometimes it's just words in lots of different lines, just to make it seem like, oh, this is the way this a real person would actually say it, or this is a more realistic reaction.
No, that was, there's no. However,
no, that was it. That's the lecture.
But Chris always comes back and says, "Why'd you change that? What is that? No, you can't. That's not the way you're supposed to say it." And then we have an argument for like 5 minutes. I'm like, "Fine."
For example, in one line, it starts with "ugh," and I said, "You know what? I wouldn't say ugh. I changed it to hey." I feel like that's a better representation of my vocabulary.
Yeah, well, I like one of the things I always tell Phil now is if he can ever say a line, I was like, "Well, how are you supposed? How we ended? I was hacked. You were supposed to be like,
oh yeah, yeah.
What were you supposed to say? Great. I think you're just supposed to be great.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a like. Well, great.
Yeah.
Oh, great. But I was like that. We did a bunch of takes like that, and it felt weird. And he said, "Well, Phil, how would you say it?" And, all right.
And that was pretty much it.
Because I would just like, okay, that's what am I going to do about it now? It's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep playing my game.
So that's Phil's acting motivation from now on. Is this, if you can't say it properly, how would he say it in real life?
Be yourself.
Yes.
Hey, that's the truth. That's what they've been telling us our whole lives.
In Street Fighter?
Just be yourself.
Is that why you pointed to your...
Yeah. Your when I'm losing a Street Fighter, Phil, how would you do this in real life?
I'd win. That's how
I'd just be yourself. It. Oh, right, yeah, I shoot the fireball from my hand.
Do you think this thing, have they shown if Fight Sticks will work for next gens? No.
What Sony said was not a guaranteed no, it's up to the game developer. Oh, if they'll allow it to work with their game.
So they have to, like, patch it or something?
I guess, which is so dumb.
Yeah.
So I don't want to buy another stick.
Well, you didn't buy a next gen console till, like, late in the game.
Yeah. I probably won't get a PS4.
But you have a Wii U, so I don't know. I don't know what's up for stake anymore. I don't know what's going on with Phil anymore.
Because it was there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was limited. And then there were so many of them, and they're not selling.
How's Zelda, by the way? How far did you get?
I didn't get to the first boss yet.
How about Wonderful 101?
I'm still playing it.
Yeah.
Still a good game.
When's the last time you played it?
Few weeks ago.
Okay. So after the podcast, you still played it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've yet to play that game ever since I told you about the problem.
got stuck in the tutorial.
Yeah. I was like, fuck this.
Don't know where to go.
Yeah.
If I can't figure this out, how am I going to figure out the rest of the game?
I know. It's weird. And I played like 5 seconds of Earthbound. It was like, the moment I could move, that's when I saved it, and then I quit that game. And that's pretty much all the Wii U I've been doing, aside from like watching Netflix.
All right.
Yeah. So anyways, Phil has, what, deadline of 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks?
I got like 1 week.
Oh, really?
Week and a bit.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
To get this out.
Just to come out.
See?
We'll see it, though. It'll be there.
Guaranteed.
Put your rap hat on. I recommend some listening for everybody before watching this, just to get used to our devastating flow.
Backstreet Boys, which was the one, where did they rap?
Get down.
Did that move it all around?
Listen to that
one. Did Backstreet Boys ever rap? Did they have a designated rapper?
AJ.
Cause what? Because he was like he looked the most badass.
Yeah, he's the most street of all of them, so he has to do the rapping.
What about New Kids? Did they have a rapper? That was before.
Probably.
I seem to think that every boy band had a designated rapper, but I can't remember NSYNC or Backstreet Boys having rappers.
I don't know. Probably not.
No. So it's just every other boy band.
But listen to that one song. Just get yourself ready.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, if you're not prepared for this, it's very different.
Yeah.
From anything we've ever done. Changing the game.
Should I tell where the inspiration came for this, or should I save that for next?
Sure, because I don't know what it was.
Really? It came from last month's podcast. You were like, I want to do another rap. And I was like,
oh,
for Christmas, why don't you just start rapping Christmas? And then I'd be like, what are you doing? I said, well, what if we just do that as a video?
Yeah.
And there you go. But Phil's not the weird one, because Phil's never going to be the weird one.
Nah.
Except for that one time, you were the weird one.
Which one?
Let's try improv.
What was that one? Oh, yeah.
What was that one?
I wasn't really the weird one.
But you were the weirdest one.
I was like the, what do you call that kind of person? Who's like...
The weird one.
No, like the kind of person who's just very oblivious to stuff, and they.
The weird one.
No.
Because me and Kayla were like, "What's going on? This is all weird." You're like, "What's up,
well,
dudes?"
Well, I was the offensive one, at the end.
No, you're just the one that didn't get it, so you're the weird one.
Fine.
That's how it always works. There's always gonna be one weird one, and then everyone else is normal.
Even in the videos with Derek, was I ever like the weird one?
No, Derek was always the weird one. Well, the thing about Derek is everyone's weird, so who's the most weird? Well, right? Yeah. Like intervention. Who was the most weird there? I say either me or Derek, but I still think Derek.
Yeah, because even my character was still like, just an overacting father. Like, hey, Timmy, no, man.
And then Poncy Years.
Poncy Years, who did I play in that? Oh, I was the I was like the guy who was always the different characters.
Okay. Did that make you the weird one?
No, I was more like I was the mentor character, so I remember now.
And then
I was, yeah.
What's
weird? Okay, I have in those ones I have weird roles, but not really weird characters. Like
they didn't act weird?
Yeah, like they're not dumb. Like some of our characters now are just, they do dumb things. Like in Poncy Years, those characters, that's what they do. That's like their job.
What about the one where, was the Evanescence one?
I can't remember who I was in any of these things. The police one?
Was it the police?
No, that was the lung cancer one.
Yeah.
I was...
Because I just remember that line, if my name were Tolkien, and my second and last name would be Tolkien, then my BJRR Tolkien. But that's beside the point. That was like the best line of anything.
Best line. That was the first thing we wrote for that. I was like, J-R-R-T. We're pretty close to that. Start writing.
And I'm pretty sure Derek was the weird one in that one.
Yeah, well, he was like the main character.
Yeah.
Who was I in that movie?
Mm-hmm. Let's find out.
Was I in that?
Yeah, you were, because it was the both of you. I think you guys fought, right?
I was the bad. Oh, I was Dr. Cancer or something.
Were you more than one person?
I was also like the goon.
Okay.
But I think I had a covered face.
Should I look at this?
No, I remember now.
Okay.
Because it was mostly just him.
Yeah.
And then I showed up at the end. I remember.
What about the first film challenge where it was the cowboy thing?
Oh yeah, we were both just weird.
Who was the one that liked Shanghai Noon?
Derek.
Yeah, you were the weird one then, because Knights suck balls.
Knights. Knights.
Yeah, Knights was... I didn't like Knights. Like, real life. Come on, you have to admit.
It was okay.
Knights.
It
was but okay. Noon was better.
It was better.
Yes, there you go. So you were the weird one.
But we're talking about the advent of the Chinese cowboy and when it first started.
Jesus.
People didn't really know about Shanghai Noon. It took a while.
Phil has, like, all these PR answers ready for just whatever...
Like the dumbest PR answers.
Yeah. It's like, what?
They don't give you any information.
But that's PR answers, really.
They just confuse you, like, more.
All right, so that's a no or a yes? I'm just going to write, I don't know. Next question. What other rules have you... It's like asking what other videos was there. I mean, I don't consider Trashimation stuff to be like...
No.
Yeah.
Even in those, like...
I mean, you were Batman. You were the weird one there, right?
Yeah. I think that's the only one where I was, like, legitimately the weird one. And you were, like, the most normal guy who's like, look, everything you're doing is dumb. It makes no sense. That's, like, the only movie where we actually call it out, too.
Yeah.
Even in the rap one, it's just like, this rap thing is kind of weird. But it's not like, hey, you're dumb. Get out of here. Actually, I say it's stupid quite a few times.
But you get into it.
Yeah. Well, I have no choice. Why do I have no choice? You'll see why.
Yes.
In the film. Some crazy stuff going down.
I'm trying to think of other videos. Delivery? You weren't in that one, right?
Delivery. No, I wasn't in that one.
Okay.
There was a porcelain chicken.
What about the Christmas video? No, Derek would be the weird one in that one.
What Christmas video?
Remember, it's all about money. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, the one where we're just talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Derek was the weird one.
One of the days I'm going to make you the weird one again.
Nope. Won't work out. We'll have a really hard time, and then we'll say, look, let's just switch the roles. We're not getting anything done.
See, that's why for Let's Try Improv, it made sense that you had to be that guy, because it followed suit from what the Kalen was. And if it were me or Kalen that wanted to be the one that does improv, it wouldn't make any sense.
I guess. But I mean, that one was like based on real life.
All my stuff is based on real life.
Not this one. It's derived from a real life conversation, but it's not based on anything we have done or will do or do.
Well, I don't know. We had an idea of doing a tag team rap battle one day.
Did we?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Last year's December podcast, where you don't remember anything about that podcast.
No, I don't remember anything about last podcast.
Yeah. See?
Yep.
Is that all you want to say about rap game? Look out for it.
Yeah. Look out for that. Coming anything out. Else you want to say about Hacked? That's what we're calling it now. Hacked.
Just dot Hacked?
Dot Hacked.
No, that's anime reference. You didn't get it.
No, I got it.
Oh, yeah?
I know that show.
Oh, really?
I've never seen it.
What happens in it?
No, I've never seen it.
What's the
setting? I know the title of the
show.
What's
the setting? What do you think?
I don't know.
Where do you think it takes place?
In Tokyo.
Crystal Tokyo? Yeah. Or Neo Tokyo? Which one?
Neo Tokyo.
Here are your options. Modern Tokyo, Crystal Tokyo, Neo Tokyo. Or post-apocalyptic Tokyo.
Isn't that Neo Tokyo?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Isn't that steampunk Tokyo, then?
Oh, man. Neo Tokyo.
Okay. All right, close enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually an MMO, but whatever.
All right.
See, people they can't log out, so...
Right.
They're stuck in character, but in real life, they lost consciousness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like the Matrix.
I guess so.
Yes.
Yes. And it all leads to the birth of a lady AI.
Okay.
And then the sequel. The developers realize that the girl has grown too big, or she's like too old, so they need to develop another world, which is why they have another MMO game, the sequel to it, so she can grow even more.
Good job, anime.
It's also a video game. Dot Hack was actually one of those. I think it was one of the first ones where they tried to. What's the phrasing for here? It's like, you know, there's a movie, there's a comic, there's a, you know. Is it branding, merchandising?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was one of the first animes where it tried to be everything, and it didn't really do that successfully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're no Star Wars.
No, it is not.
No. Nothing is.
Does Star Wars have a manga?
Yeah. I had one of them.
What is it called?
Star Wars.
But was there like a subtitle?
No.
Like,
no, there was Kaiju. Like, there's ones where they just retold the story in manga form.
There's no like R2-D2 side story.
No.
It's like R2-D2 is lost in New York for one day. I don't know.
They had the droids cartoon that starred R2-D2.
Anime?
No.
Oh.
American cartoon in the 80s.
Do you have the Ewok movie?
No.
Oh.
I had the droids DVD that Derek got me once for Christmas, I think.
Do you think that Ewok movie is any good?
No.
I don't remember. Was there a winter? Did they cross through the snow?
No, that sounds like Day After Tomorrow.
No, but with Ewoks. That was the thing, right?
Day After Tomorrow with Ewoks?
Yeah.
I guess. And Dennis Quaid.
Who's Dennis Quaid?
He was in Day After Tomorrow.
What?
He was
the
dad.
Father?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And he wasn't in Star Wars?
No.
Okay.
But he could be in the new Star Wars.
That's true.
Everybody has a chance.
Even Phil.
Yeah. I'm gonna audition for Han Solo's son.
What? You said I can't?
What do you mean I can't?
Yeah.
Why? Why can't I?
Yeah.
Come on, just tell me.
Just say it.
Is it my acting? No, so, I can't be that.
Because that was really good. I just bombed it. It was... You guys are just speechless right now. That's how good it was.
Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah.
Why aren't you saying anything?
Why are you just nodding your head no?
All right. I guess I got the role in, right?
Yeah.
No? What? No, you're not saying anything? I guess that means yes. See you guys on set.
If you had a chance to be like... You know how they had those no-name Jedis?
Yeah.
and but they were like hot Asian girls, but then they were all in makeup, so you never really knew that they were Asian.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to be one of those Jedis, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
But then nobody would know it's you.
Who cares? I'll be in the credits at least. They'll make an action figure. It's like, look, that's me.
And what if there is no action figure?
Oh.
Or what if the action figure like looks nothing like your character? What if it's like instead of like a you're supposed to be blue, it would turn out to be like yellow. So it's technically not really you.
Then I'll just paint it myself.
Like, you know, just where they have different variants of, like, different, like, colored enemies?
Yeah.
So what if there's just, like, generic you Jedi, but it wasn't named you?
It doesn't matter. It's still in Star Wars.
You're just known as, like, I don't know, Platoon Jedi.
Platoon Jedi.
I don't know. It's, like, some race. Is that a race?
There was a guy named
Twi'lek?
Plo Koon, I think.
Is Twi'lek a race?
The Twi'lek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if they were just labeled Twi'lek Jedi, but there was a color variant of your character?
I think the Twi'leks are women.
No, they're guys.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I'll do it.
But then would you say, yeah, that's me?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. I don't know.
You're in Star Wars.
What if you get, like, no money?
Still in Star Wars.
Okay.
That's like
you don't get to meet George Lucas. Lucas-san, as you like to call him. What's wrong? What?
I don't know.
All right.
That's what Samuel Jackson always said. He's like, even if I don't get paid, I want to be in this Star Wars movie.
Even for the next ones?
No, for like when those prequels came out.
Oh.
He's like, I'm glad I'm in it. I would have done it for free.
But you didn't.
Of course he didn't.
You liar.
If they forced him to do it for free, maybe he would have done it.
Was Sam Jackson an actor when Star Wars was around? In the late 70s?
I don't know. Maybe.
Mm. Something to think about.
Sure, I guess.
anything else can related wise?
No.
I finished eventing for Unspoken Rift.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That'll come out sometime.
Yes.
Yeah. Gonna start the music now. And the audition process.
Yes. What do you think is gonna be done first? Audition process or music?
Auditions.
You're just gonna wait for everything to be done and be like,
yeah.
Phil, when is
now I'll put the final touches.
Quote unquote.
Then I'll get lazy and I'll just telephone.
Why don't you answer it?
Hey, why don't we just find like Creative Commons music and put that in?
But then you can't sell it on Bandcamp.
No, you can't.
Yeah. Original music. That's the whole point. Isn't that cool?
I already have original music. Can I just use that?
No! Original music.
When Kyle starts talking, dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
No, because it sounds like he's dead.
Well, he's dead inside.
Aren't we all?
Not me.
Okay. Movies? Gravity.
D-Box.
Yes. I like D-Box.
Check. Done.
You see any other movies?
New
or old?
Not in theaters. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I
watched lots of stuff.
Like?
I watched Pacific Rim.
Again?
Oh, I bought it.
Do they give an excuse why everything's so crappy in that movie?
What do you mean?
It's just...
Filmmaking wise?
I didn't like Pacific Rim, so there's a boom, ba-dum-boom, you know?
No.
What was their excuse why they had crappy fights?
Yeah, well, he said he wants it to be slow. He wants them to feel like giants.
Yeah, but why'd they have to hide them under, like, buildings and, like, smoke?
I don't know. Did they do that?
Yeah. They did the Transformers thing, where it's, like, you can never really tell what the action really was.
They did a lot of fights in the water.
And that was sucky.
Because that's where the monsters came from.
And that makes story... Yes, that makes...
Yeah, that makes sense. You meet them in the water.
Yes.
Before they come to the city.
Uh-huh.
Why would you want them to come to the city? You're trying to keep them away.
I don't know, ask Godzilla.
Well, they didn't have big robots to fight Godzilla.
Why didn't they?
Because they didn't think about it. They didn't have anime at the time.
I'm sure they did.
They didn't have that kind of anime. There's no Gundams.
Did they say why it didn't take place before? Why did it have to take place after the fact?
Yeah, because they wanted to show them in a state of desperation.
But then, that doesn't make any sense.
Because, no, before... Like, when they show the backstory of it, that's when they're winning. That's when everything was good. Like, yeah, there's monsters coming, but they're able to fight them off easily.
Easily?
And their pilots were like rock stars, right? It was like a good time for
being. Yeah, a but pilot. You could have built up to that. It could have ended at that.
I don't know. I don't think they want. They didn't want that. That's what they said.
That's bullshit.
They want to show them when they're like at the end of their rope.
But then you don't feel for them because you never really experienced the high end.
Maybe you didn't feel
for them. It's just like, you know, it's like when you have like, let's say a sports movie where they have like a crappy baseball team and all they show are like famous pictures of when they were good. But that's all they're showing. They're just showing pictures that they were good.
Yeah.
That doesn't like that doesn't mean that like presently that they are good because they already suck.
Mighty Ducks sucked.
No, they're good. They always won.
No, they're terrible at first.
But they won. See? There was a low point.
Due to Coach Bombay's coaching.
But they had the rising thing. Here it's just kind of like...
Yeah, they already rose.
You didn't really see them rise, though. It was just kind of like...
Yeah, they showed
it. No, but like the past people, but not these new people. Were the Chinese people cool?
They don't have to be cool. They're Chinese.
Okay. Did they have three arms? Did they have more backstory for the other non-important character robot people?
Not really.
No. They never went in depth saying. And Zhang was actually from the military base, and he brought his brothers with him. That's how they became pilots.
No. They didn't say that.
No.
They talked about the colors in the movie.
What colors?
Like, whenever we show this character, he's in a blue area. And it reflects his personality.
Ah.
And then he says, I hope people got it when we did that in the movie because it's helpful.
I didn't.
The end.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I just noticed in all those movies, they're always like blue and orange. Seems to just like
this. I thought it was just kind of like the Matrix thing where it just looks cool.
Yeah. Everything's green.
I had this other question.
Man, you know what they did when they put out the Matrix Blu-rays? Because the time between, I guess, the first movie and then the second and third was there's a bit of a gap. And by the time they got to the second and third, whenever they showed the Matrix shots, it was like really, really green.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went and did the Blu-ray, they went and recolored the first movie to make it even more green
than it originally
was. Yeah. Because I looked at like side-by-side photos. Original Matrix looks almost realistic. Like skin tones and stuff are kind of normal.
Yeah.
You look at the new one, it's like green.
Yeah. Is that a good thing?
I don't know. I mean, it's more consistent between them, but to be honest, I never really noticed it.
Do you think that's their Star Wars thing? It's like, oh, you ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next, you're going to have Neo jump over Morpheus' tail.
They did the same thing for the Lord of the Rings Blu-rays. They made the colors a little different, and people went crazy about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No one's gone crazy about the Matrix thing yet? Or have they?
They have, yeah. Oh,
all right.
But it was weird. No, because... They put out the theatrical Lord of the Rings Blu-rays, look normal. They put out the extended one, different colors. And then people went nuts.
Why don't they just call it different color version?
It's no longer extended, it's just different color.
Extended different color version.
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh, Guillermo del Toro, does he have a Spanish accent when he talks?
Yeah.
Yeah, like super thick?
Kind of.
Like Antonio Banderas or...
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But he's a fat, older guy.
I thought he'd be, like, cool, like, young dude.
No, he's like...
Is he like...
And then I made my movie, and I love the monsters, and the drawings, and...
Is he like Kevin Smith fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beard, glasses, the whole thing.
Is he like, who's that stupid documentary guy? Bowling for Columbine?
Yeah, he looks like Mexican version of him. Pretty much.
Shit. The version I thought of was, like, cool young and, like, with a cool tattoo on his arm or something.
I'm making my movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm making my movie today. It's more like that. Yeah.
You see anything else?
I speaking of Kevin Smith, it reminded me, I bought a couple of his movies, so they're cheap.
Like?
Clerks.
The original?
Yeah.
The black and white version?
Yep.
Are they ever going to recolor that one? You should send an email to him. You should, like,
change
the coloring or something.
Nah.
Color gradients.
Kevin Smith always, he sort of complains that it's on Blu-ray because he's like, it's a low-quality movie. It was meant to be low-quality. To put it on Blu-ray is kind of like spitting in its face. Because Blu-ray is meant to, or it's like spitting in the face of Blu-ray. Because Blu-ray is supposed to be, like, the best sound, the best picture. Everything's supposed to look nice. And you put this thing that looks like it's just a VHS transfer, which it kind of is.
But did they try to make it look better?
I mean, it looks better than any version that came before it.
Okay, so then that's a
good... But it still looks terrible.
But didn't it already look terrible to begin with?
Yeah, and that's his point, that it's terrible. He knows it looks terrible. It was made on a low budget.
So he apologized?
So he's like, it really shouldn't be on Blu-ray because there's no point. It doesn't look that much better.
But did they maximize the Blu-ray space for extras?
Yeah, I guess. There's like 3 commentary tracks. There's the original version of the movie. Yeah.
When did that movie come out? In the 90s?
93, maybe?
Was this his first one?
Yeah.
So this is even before Mallrats.
Yeah, Mallrats was the second one.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Do you get all the references that they're talking about?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie is just like all references.
What else did you see? Did you get the famous movie?
What?
His first love comedy.
Jersey Girl?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, why not?
I hated that movie.
What does he have to... Does he still defend Jersey Girl? Or is he like, come on, guys.
No, I mean, he knows... It always comes up. I watched a lot of interviews and stuff with him where he goes to universities and stuff and does talks for some reason, like Q&As. And it always comes up. Like, he says, yeah, I know everybody hates Jersey Girl. But, you know, that's just my thing. It's made for me.
He really wanted to make that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just something that, like, hey, you want to make this?
No, he said, well, like, it was a studio movie, but it was, like, the first time the studio intervened a lot, and that's part of why, so he wasn't into it as much when he was making it.
Oh.
And they wanted it to be more, like, just a regular, stereotypical romantic comedy. Yeah.
What's the latest movie he did? Clerks 2?
No, Red State.
What's Red State?
Oh, some movie about something.
Is it like it sounds political.
It was kind of political.
Oh, really?
I think it was about those like super Bible people who are like, you know, God hates gay people and all that.
This was a movie, not a documentary?
It was a movie. Wow. Yeah. He wrote it. I don't know if he directed it. Pretty sure he did.
Well, maybe he should try another love comedy thingy then. Why not? What else does he have to lose?
Check out Kevin Smith's Q&A stuff on YouTube. Yeah, interesting stuff.
Search that up. Kevin Smith Q&A stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have any other movies?
No. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. That was it.
Was there a part 2?
No.
Okay. Is Silent Bob's thing that he doesn't talk for the entire movie, but then he finally does and it's a long rant?
Sort of. It wasn't... He said it wasn't intended to be his thing. Like, when he did it in Clerks, the only reason he did that one line at the end was because it was supposed to be for Jay, but Jay had a hard time saying it, so he's like, you know what? We're wasting time. I'm gonna do it. So then he's just like, you know what? Well, we'll do it. I forget what it was.
Was it funny?
It was, like, he always has, like, that profound thing. Like,
oh.
I say this, and now you realize everything is good.
Oh. That's all you saw?
That's it.
Oh. So I hate to break your heart, Phil. I already saw Thor 2.
Did you?
Yes.
When did you see it?
Last week. I was under the impression that you and Jude were going to see it.
Oh.
And my friends were like, you want to go watch Thor? I'm like, okay.
Man, but you won't go if me and Jude ask?
Because I thought you guys were going to see
Man.
It. So I thought, okay, on the podcast, we could all talk about Thor. It'd be like, boom, surprise, I saw 2 guys. But now it's like, oh, both you guys probably didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Great. So here's what happened when I watched Thor 2. I went to a buffet, went to watch Thor 2. I was so full, I fell asleep.
All right.
But, yeah.
How much of it did you see?
Enough to know what was going on. It was kind of like, it's generic. We need a new enemy for a sequel, so let's do this. This happened long time before. And then there's, like, barely interaction between him and Thor. So it doesn't feel like... I don't know. It wasn't that great. His mom dies because you need to make the threat seem...
Yeah.
Like a threat, so...
And she was a character who didn't really do anything.
But wasn't she the trickster? That's what I got from it.
don't know.
It's like he told Loki, "You got your mom's tricks, but I got my mom's heart," or something. And I was like, okay.
No, see, you didn't see the first movie.
No, I didn't. Not at all.
Loki is only a half brother.
So who's his
no,
dad?
No, not half. Adopted brother.
Who's it?
He's one of the frost giants from the first movie. Mm-hmm. He was a
Please
baby.
Please tell me more about the frost giants.
He was a frost giant baby, and then the king of Asgard was like, "I feel sorry. We were supposed to have a truce between our people. And now that all your people are gone, there's like this baby here. I will adopt him, and he's now my son." And for some reason, he's not blue anymore. He turned into a white guy.
So he was like a blue baby?
The frost giants are blue.
Oh, but when he was a baby, was he blue?
He was blue, and then he turned white.
So he's not even like his half?
No, he's adopted.
Oh. Well, that's weird. How come he has the tricks? That line doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
But did he have the tricks in the first movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. He's the god of tricks. Tricks.
He's a trick god?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you want to know spoilers?
No. I'll see it eventually.
Oh.
Probably not in theaters, though.
But it was just generic. And then it's like, well, we need to set this in Earth, so how are we going to do it?
Well, yeah, I figured. Even from the trailers, you can tell. Like, this is another, oh, there's a new bad guy. We have to stop the threat. And that's it.
Yeah. I saw, speaking of Guillermo del Toro, I saw Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that at all.
Why not?
It's like he wanted to tell one story but needed another one, and then he needed a way to wrap it up, so it was like, I don't know. How do you combine these two stories? You shoot the girl.
One story reflects on the other story.
That doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
How?
It just does.
Tell me
that's,
how.
That's how she deals with, all the horrors around her.
It's like
it goes into her crazy world, and she's probably crazy.
This is what it seemed like. Seemed like they wanted to do a generic movie about rebellion, but then he's like, "That's too generic. Let's put monsters. How are we gonna put monsters?
Rebellion.
Yeah, with the rebels and shit.
Oh,
just one of those generic movies. It's like, put monsters in it. How are we gonna put monsters?
No, that's based on history.
Okay, but I'm just saying that they wanted to do a movie on that.
I guess.
But then he's like, "That's boring, so let's add monsters," and they're like, "This is how we put monsters."
Well, yeah, all his movies are just monsters.
Yeah, and it was just like, these two don't really intertwine all that well together. It was like, you could watch both separately and not knowing that they're both the same movie.
I think, like, a lot of the backlash for that movie when it came out was that when they showed trailers, they showed the fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
And then people were like, "Oh, this is like a weird fantasy movie." And they go and see it, they're like, "Wait, why are we in Spain? And there's like an army?
Yeah.
Where's the fantasy?"
And it's like, you only get like 2-3 monsters out of that thing. I will say, I did like the main bad guy. He was pretty cool.
Who was the main bad guy?
The Capitan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's about it.
He had his mouth slashed.
Yeah, that's cool. And he stitched it himself because he's so badass.
Effect. Yeah.
Did I see anything else? That's about it. Unless you want me to talk about anime.
No. How's your PS4?
I don't know, it's alright.
Alright.
I'm playing more Assassin's Creed because that's like the only, I guess, because I have more, because I played the other games, so I have more, I want to know what's going on in this game than Knack or Killzone.
So does it follow directly from the other games?
Not really, no.
It's like its own thing now?
A bit!
Because, like, I heard like the main storyline with Desmond and all that is sort of wrapped up in the third one. Is that true?
Yeah. If you play this game, you'll know what happens at the end of the third one.
Okay.
But there are, like, I haven't gotten that far into it, but there are hints that something's going down.
I see.
Yeah.
So, I told you I'm getting bored with the first game.
Yes.
If I skip all that and start playing the fourth game.
No. Well.
Will I be lost? Or can I just be like, "Hey, cool gameplay"?
Yeah, you can just be like fucking pirates. I don't know.
Yeah. I want to be on the ship.
Yeah, you can do that fine.
Yeah.
It's just that you will see things and you'll kind of, you won't, like, you know those people who, like, played video games before and they're like, "Oh, you totally need to play this game to know, like, the first game to know what's going on in the second game.
Yeah.
But if you never played that second game, you're just like, not really, because it works so fine on its own.
Yeah, I don't care about stories.
It's just kind of like extra. It's like wink and a nod. I know who these people are, kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if you just care about the thing about Assassin's Creed is that they always have the outside of the animus stuff.
Yeah.
And if you don't care about that, then don't worry.
I don't care about that. That's what I hate the most about it.
Then just play.
It's so long and boring.
Just play the pirate stuff, and you'll be fine.
You wake up and you're just like, "Oh, Despot, you lasted longer in the machine this time." Yeah. Okay, go to sleep. Have a good night. We'll see you in the morning. You wake up, you walk over, you have some meaningless conversation with the doctor.
No, it's all intertwined.
And you go back in, he's like, "I forgot everything that just happened. Now I'm an assassin climbing on rooftops."
Yeah. It gets, like I said, the first game is like that. It gets better later on. But if you just want to dick around and be a pirate.
Yeah. I think most of the reason I picked up the first game is because I want to do the parkour stuff, run around and jump on things. It looked fun. But now it's just a normal thing in the game. It's not that interesting.
Yeah. Here, they don't give any reason why you can do all that stuff. It's just like.
Yeah.
Like, it's just. I don't know.
You're a pirate.
Yeah.
Why not?
Of course you can do that. You're a pirate.
You're cool.
Yeah. Eagle vision. You have that. Why? Because you're a pirate. It's like, okay. But yeah. And then, PS4 is pretty fun. I've done some live streaming stuff, but only Jude's watched it. It's like, you have one viewer. I'm like, oh, it's Jude, isn't it? And Jude says that the quality's fine or something. And yeah. It's all right. I still have the controller in my bag that I bought yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I was too lazy to take it out.
Well, you have no reason to use it now, I guess, right?
For now, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just leave it here.
Nope.
Aww.
Nope. I do not want your stuff. You can take back your HD PVR too.
No, it's going to be here for a bit.
No. That's it for video games.
Yeah. Wait, did you play any video games?
Oh,
don't say Street Fighter.
No, I wasn't going to. I was going to say that's all I've been playing, but I remembered. I got the DLC for Saints Row 4, the Enter the Dominatrix.
Oh, yeah?
That was pretty fun, actually.
Is it supposed to take place during the events of 3?
No, the way they did it was they said they did it like a behind-the-scenes documentary thing, or like they treated it as if it was deleted from Saints Row 4.
Oh, okay.
So in between the gameplay, they would do, like, interviews with the characters, and they say, "Oh, yeah, I remember when we did this thing. That was a crazy mission." And then you would play the mission.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not even open world, it's just missions?
It's open world, but, I mean, to an extent, I guess.
Like, whenever you start a mission, does it do that behind-the-scenes thing?
Pretty much,
okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you have an objective, and sometimes there's, like, a time limit, or you have to stay in the area. You're free to go wherever you want.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then they introduced, like, a character named Donnie, who apparently was cut out completely from the game. And you get to play as him, he becomes your homie. Then you fight the Dominatrix, and at the end, you get to ride a raptor.
Alien, a big raptor?
Alien raptors come down, and you befriend them. And then you get to ride it. And then the game ends.
Like, life-size? Or, like, way big?
Like Jurassic Park big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they control like a car? Like
R2? You don't actually control it. You pretty much, I think you press forward and they just go towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he shoot lasers out of his mouth?
No, doesn't do anything. You just ride it.
Does he have a cool raptor voice? Like.
Yeah, they're English.
Oh, they speak English?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with an English accent.
All right.
And that was Enter the Dominatrix.
How much was it?
Well, you get the season pass for $7.99, and you get that plus something else plus another DLC level that'll be released in December.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's like $6 on its own.
Oh, wow. Might as well get the
season. Yeah, might as well get the two together. Good stuff. And no, I haven't played anything else.
You didn't get Pokemon?
No. Why would I get Pokemon?
Because I got a shiny.
So what?
So maybe you can get a shiny.
I don't want to get a shiny.
And then you can trade me your shiny so I get two shinies.
I don't want a shiny.
Yeah, you do. You're all about the rare stuff. You got a god Pokemon.
Yeah, but I deleted it.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I'm saying you got the luck on your side to get a shiny.
I don't want a shiny.
Well, fine. Whatever. Be that way.
Well, I am that way.
I only played like 5 minutes of Pokemon. I got my first badge and that's pretty much it. And I realized that my Pokemon was a shiny. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Cool. Might as well stop on a high note.
Yeah. I think one Twitter quote probably put it best. It was Jeff Gertzman. He said, I caught a Pikachu. Roll credits. Because, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, pretty much. I remember that when the first games were out, that was like the holy grail. Like, yeah. You had to find a Pikachu because that's what you got in the show.
Pikachu was rare in that first area you're supposed to find them.
And you finally get one, you're like, it's not that great.
Yeah, but whatever. You got
it's kind of weak.
Yeah. I don't know, you probably know this, but the Pikachu here actually says is the actual voice.
Like the actual actor?
Yeah, like Pikachu. But then everyone else is fucking just... Like, yeah, it's like, why are you doing this? This is so weird.
Yeah, come on, guys. Next gen. It's time to step it up. Yeah. Have you tried your Vita interlinking
with
PS4?
Yeah, it pretty much works the same way with the PS3. So it all depends. Like, the latency all depends on your connection.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you use it for?
There are two modes where you can actually use it to play PS4 games on your Vita.
Okay.
And the way it works is the back touch.
Yeah.
Left side, right side are like L2, R2.
Okay.
And then the two on the screen is going to be L3 and R3.
Oh, so it's just a controller.
Yeah. But you see it on your screen.
Does it work like the way some stuff works with the Wii U gamepad where it's like extra info?
if they have support for that's the other, like, so that's the problem. So when you want to do it, it's either two options. Either play it on your Vita or have it as a second screen.
Oh, okay.
You can't have like it just connect and just do one automatically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But so far, I've tried second screen and everything's like, no one's using the second screen, so there's no point to... Yeah. It just says, does not use second screen, so... But I don't know. Maybe Knack or Killzone uses it, but I don't know why they would.
I don't know.
But yeah, it all depends. Like, I don't have that great of a connection where I live, so there's a lot of latency in it.
They should allow you to just like plug it in and, you know,
do you think that would solve it?
I don't know,
because there is an option like, to just plug it in.
Is there?
But I thought that like all that stuff, like all it being transferred, would just be through the internet,
I guess. Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that, see what happens.
All right, that's it for video games.
You want to recommend anything?
Canada Nothing recommends. I recommend a documentary called The Smash Brothers.
Oh, no, here we go. Is it about the wrestlers, the pro wrestlers, Super Smash Brothers?
The pro wrestlers?
Yeah, there's a tag team called the Super Smash Brothers.
No.
From Ring of Honor, have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard any of that. What are you talking about? Do you want to recommend that?
No.
Okay,
that's what I maybe that was the document, that was what the documentary was about.
No, it was about the Smash Brothers Melee community
in
the U.S.
Okay, like was during Evo.
Well, it was like basically from the beginning all the way up to Evo.
Okay, it's like the road to WrestleMania.
Sort of, yeah. And okay. They just followed like
what, you actually got that term?
Huh?
You got that term?
More or less.
Wow. Okay.
Somewhat makes sense to me.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, they have road to Evo.
Ah. All right.
But it just followed like 9 pro players and their careers. It was pretty interesting.
Was Justin Wong part of it?
No, he plays other fighting games. Oh. Street Fighter, Marvel. Yeah, a lot, I don't know, some like weird guys there. But I think it's interesting, like just learning about the game too, because even though I played it for years, these guys like discovered so many things about it to make it like a viable fighting game. It's cool.
And this is Melee?
Yeah.
Is that the most recent one?
No, Brawl was the most recent one.
Oh, so this is the GameCube one?
Yeah. That's the only one that people figure is good enough for tournament play.
Oh, really?
Because it's fast and... Like, I never noticed it myself because I just play casually. But after watching so much of that, the Melee stuff, and then they got to a section of the documentary where they're like, oh, and then Brawl came out, we were so excited. And it was slow and not competitive.
Is it because Rob was in it? They just hate Rob?
No, I mean, they're all playing the same characters like Link and Fox and those guys.
Rob.
But when you look at the gameplay next to each other, it's like they, like, Nintendo intentionally made it slower just so that it wouldn't be that competitive. Like, much more of a party game, which is what it was meant to be. Yeah.
Did you watch this legally or illegally?
It was made by some guy for YouTube. So.
Oh, okay.
It was.
So, but you watch it on his channel?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Just look up the Smash Brothers. It's in 9 parts.
I'm assuming you had advertisements on.
Yeah. No. What?
You made sure you watched the ad so he gets money.
Oh, sure. There were no ads.
Ad block.
I don't know. I have ad block. Yeah. Man, I'm so mad. There's a site I go to called Event Hubs.
Yeah.
That's for gives you like all the information about fighting games and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be awesome. I just go there when I want to learn like a character's moves or like stuff about them. They'll list everything. But now when I go there, they say, "Oh, you need to have ad block disabled to go on this site. Otherwise, you give us a donation."
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to turn off ad block just to view a website.
You know, it's like, even though they make it sound so easy, just go here, click that, and then turn it off. It's like, no.
I was like, oh, then I said, okay, look, I need to read this page. I'm going to turn it off. And then all their ads were those ads where it's like a video, and so you have to turn off the audio. But then when that one ends, it starts another video, and the audio turns back on. So I'm like, I'm never going back to the site again.
Wow. That used to be your site.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Now where am I going to get all my info?
The internet?
Yeah.
Go to a forum? I don't know. Hey guys, what are the latest moves for this guy? They'll just link you to there.
Yeah,
it's like, fuck, no, that's not what I want. Oh
yeah, and have $20 ready.
Yeah, is that $20 a year?
I don't know. It's a subscription thing though. Hate it. Event Hubs, you lost a customer.
Well, technically, you never really had a customer because you didn't see their ads.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do hate those sites that do that. There's a site where I used to watch like a lot of MMA, and then they're illegally, and then they're like, hey, you're using ad block, but like, I'm already watching it illegally, so what are you doing? It's like, help me out. No,
gotta make money.
The whole point of me watching it here is so I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. You recommend anything?
Where is it?
Oh, the time's passed. You can't
shut up.
If you put it like that, it's like he's humping the thing. Yeah. He's like shooting lasers at your microphone.
So we recommend, if you've never heard that song before, please check it out.
Yeah. I know, it's Korean, so it's really niche, you know?
Yeah.
You know, K-pop is just starting to boom here in Canada, so, you know, that's a great way to get into K-pop.
Psy Gundam style.
Yeah, Gundam style.
Check that out.
Gundam.
And remember to tell your friends about it as well. Yeah. We want this to be big.
Yeah. Be like, hey, have you heard this song, Gundam style?
Yeah. There's a dance that goes with it too. Just learn that so when you go to your Christmas parties, you'll be ready. Everybody will be amazed at what you're doing.
Yeah. And make sure you go to the DJ and be like, yo, I want to play this really niche song, but I'm sure everyone will love it.
Yeah. Just tell them, look, everybody just follow along with me.
Yeah.
Do what I do.
And if it seems like people already know the dance, just because it's really easy to do. So everyone just kind of watches you do it and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't get cocky about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is easy.
I mean, get cocky about, you know, I introduced it to people, so I'm like Jesus in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But not about the dancing.
I want to see the music video get at least like 500,000 hits. Just from you showing people.
That's really...
Yeah.
It's pushing it up there.
Can we do it, guys? Email us. Let us know.
Or just email us. just let us know. Let us know.
I just want in my inbox to say one.
Yeah.
Just one time.
Hey. End it on the desperation.
Goodbye.
Just one.